because it matters.
Welcome to your Sports Destination Final Take, where your hosts Caleb Walker and Joe Quetter talk about all the most important sports dramas on and off the field. Get ready in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Here they are.
Yo, we haven't been on in about a couple weeks.
Because 2 weeks, I think.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had a couple of things going on. Very busy guys we are. A lot has been going on in sports. This last weekend, we had the NFL draft. All right, now, Joe, what is your opinion on this NFL draft? What do you think the big news is?
I'd say the first three picks were pretty much as expected. We saw Kyler Murray go first overall to the Arizona Cardinals. I'm not sure if, as of right now, Josh Rosen has been traded yet, but, you know, we should see that soon. You don't take a quarterback 2 years in a row in the first round very often. And then we also saw Nick Bosa go number two to San Francisco and Quinnen Williams go number three to Alabama, or from Alabama, go number three to the New York Jets.
All right, let's go right into that one first. Okay, so Nick Bosa, I think he's injured a lot, and I think that Quinnen Williams is the much better option. I think that San Francisco should have gone with him, and I honestly think he was probably the best player in the draft. Now, I understand that other teams probably have different things that they different needs they have to meet, but I also think that overall he was the best player in the draft. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think San Francisco specifically was looking for more of a pass rusher, and Quinnen Williams is an outstanding player, but he's a defensive tackle. He plays in the middle of the line. And Nick Bosa, in my opinion, is one of the best pass rushers we've seen come out of college in the past couple of years. So I think they did a really good job with this. Moving on, though, to the next couple of picks is when it got pretty surprising. As we saw, the Oakland Raiders take Cleveland Farrell with the fourth pick, as he was only expected to go somewhere in the 20s, so that was a big surprise. What do you think about that?
It may be a surprise, but this guy is definitely one of those players who he's very productive, and he's a good power rusher. It's surprising that he went this high, but he also is definitely one of those guys that I think will do well in the league, and I don't think, while the Raiders may have reached a little bit to get this guy, I think it's still a good choice, and I think he's going to be safe productive-wise. I don't think that they're going to have to worry too much about his ability to perform on the field.
Yeah, I think the only really bad thing about this pick is you could say, you know, maybe they should have traded down.
Yeah.
And I definitely see that, but, you know, it's a bit of a reach. But one big reach of the first round would have been the sixth pick, where the Giants took Daniel Jones, the quarterback out of Duke. Obviously, they passed on Dwayne Haskins out of Ohio State, who I personally believe is probably the best quarterback in this draft. He went 15th to the Redskins. So I don't know. Daniel Jones was a real big surprise. He didn't have much production at Duke, but there's stories about how he's worked with the Manning family and how Eli Manning loves him so much. So, you know, he'll probably go for a couple of years. He'll sit behind Eli, and, you know, before they plan on starting him.
I think a lot of that is definitely they want a guy who can work well with Eli and who has already met the Manning family, because obviously it's a big part of this Giants franchise right now. I think they're going to start phasing out Eli, and because he's old, and I think he's not producing the way he needs to be especially the major quarterback. We've seen him win two Super Bowls. Like, you don't see that and then just see this no production that he's been doing the past couple of years. I think that the Giants definitely need to start moving away from him and start with a younger talent. But I also understand at the same time they're trying to work with a guy who knows kind of what they're already working on, and he kind of already has been inducted into their little society. I mean, locker room culture is definitely important, and being able to have some sort of prerequisite kind of already being in the game is important.
Yeah, I think one of the bigger reasons why they would make a move like this and not pick a guy like Dwayne Haskins is I don't really expect Eli Manning to be playing good next year.
No.
Or the next year after that. So I think a guy like Dwayne Haskins will see that and say, you know, why am I not playing? Why is this washed up scrub still playing here? And for the Giants. I don't think Daniel Jones is really going to say much of that because he, you know, he was the sixth rated quarterback coming into this.
And even then he was the sixth overall pick.
Yeah, so 59th rated player overall, actually. So
that's
the Giants had a
nuts.
Huge reach here. They had another pick
this one I definitely
at number
don't.
17. So I don't know why they wouldn't have, you know, maybe gone with a pass rusher like Josh Allen or Ed Oliver. Those were two really great players still on the board because they probably still would have been able to get Daniel Jones at number 17 and maybe even in like the second round. So I think this was a big screw up by the Giants.
I think
know.
their whole organization right now is really just a big screw up. Like, I think they're going to kind of turn the way of the Browns. I don't think they're going to be good for a long time unless they can really get it together, maybe get a new head coach. I don't know what needs to be done there, but they're definitely not going the right direction, I don't think. Now, at number 10, the Steelers picked a linebacker, Devin Bush, which is really important, I think, for the Steelers because they haven't really had a solid linebacker.
Since Ryan Shazier.
Yeah, since Ryan Shazier got injured. And I think that's a really big kind of important step for Pittsburgh as they kind of are going to start rebuilding. Obviously, they've lost a lot of talent. They still have some talent. They have Big Ben. They have Juju. But most of that's on the offensive side anyway. And they really need to start rebuilding overall anyway. Because I don't think that with the guys that the Steelers have, we will see them being really a powerhouse.
I don't know. Caleb, I still think the Steelers could be in the playoffs next year and still be one of the better teams in the league.
They might be in the playoffs, but I think they're definitely going to have to work hard to get there, and I don't know. I don't really see them going past first round, which is definitely, if you're a Steelers fan, you're definitely going to want to see your team kind of build up to a point where they can be like that.
And I think they can. I mean, when you look at Devin Bush, who they took as a 10th pick, he's got star potential to
come in immediately.
And be an impact player. He was the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year in 2018. So, you know, he's really able to do pretty much everything at that linebacker position that you could ask him to, whether it's stop the run or play in the passing game. So I think he'll have a really great career and a pretty good impact right once he starts his career off.
He might have I think he'll have a big impact. I think it's important that they made this move. It's really interesting. The one thing I wish the Steelers would have gone for in the draft was maybe a new quarterback to start developing some guys because they didn't take any quarterbacks. They did focus mainly on the defensive side. But I think that with having Roethlisberger being so old, even if he's going to play for two or three more years, we need to have somebody in there. I mean, he can get injured like that. It would be really easy for him to get injured because of how old he is and just – he is Big Ben, and he's known for being able to take a lot of hits, but everybody starts to deteriorate at some point. Now, we haven't seen it with Brady yet, but I think it is important.
I think we have a little bit. I mean, obviously he's won the Super Bowls, but a big part of that I don't think
has been his play necessarily. In
the past couple of years at least. Yeah. I don't think it's all been Brady's play. If you look at the way he was playing in the AFC Championship this year, I mean, he was one offsides away from throwing the game-ending interception. So I wouldn't give him, like, too much credit.
I'm not giving him too much credit. I'm just saying, in general, we don't see a lot of play deterioration from him yet. And he's an older guy. I'm just referencing him to be kind of tie that in with Roethlisberger. I mean, other teams, do you think who else do you think had a great draft?
I think the Redskins did really well. They got their quarterback in the future of Dwayne Haskins, and, you know, they didn't even have to move up to get him. At the start of the night, they thought they might have to move up in front of the Giants, but the Giants ended up screwing up and taking Daniel Jones. So, I don't know. I think the Redskins did a really good job with Haskins. I think they had another draft pick, Montez Sweat, who is a really good player. He has a heart condition, which is why he actually fell a little bit. They got him at 26 in the draft. Had he not been diagnosed with this condition, he was expected to go top 10, maybe top 5. So getting a steal like him in the late first round could really pan out, and then getting your quarterback of the future without even having to move up is huge.